This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Another hour of Auto World, and this hour of the program, it's that time. It's time to talk about all things oil, and we are going to be joined by another one of our great partners on the show, Dan Watson, who is the owner of thelubepage.com, thelubepage.com, and we'll be talking about a whole gamut of things. Also on this holiday weekend, we are joined by Mark Givens, a gentleman I have known for, boy, I'll tell you, the years fly, but coming up on 20 years or so, and we've done a lot of stuff on air with various entities over the years, and Mark is always our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical problems here on the show. He's a car collector, and he's also himself a veteran automotive talk show host, having hosted a lot of repair-oriented shows over the decade. We appreciate Mark coming along for the ride. Mark, how are you doing, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, good, Bob. Thanks again for having me here on Auto World. Like I've always said, it's always an automotive world. Everybody's in an auto world out there. Everybody owns a car or truck or some kind of a transportation. We don't ride horses anymore, do we?
No, thank goodness.
Yeah, motorcycles to even right down to in the summertime, the rototillers to the dirt bikes. Just everybody has oil around in their life, of course, and tires in their life and gas in their life and diesel in their life. And so their world is an auto world, Bob. And it's nice to be able to share this time with you and of course, our guests and our sponsors. And you, I'm glad you didn't spill any beans about the things you and I've done off air.
There have been some interesting adventures along the way.
Yes.
Including fun times.
We had a good time.
Vegas.
Good time at SEMA and Las Vegas, of course, and Los Angeles and Detroit and just number of a lot of great car shows, Pebble Beach, of course, and on and off the air. You and I've had a lot of good times, and it's good to share it with our listeners.
Absolutely. And let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the gentleman who is not only a great supporter of the show and sponsor, but the most knowledgeable guy that I have met in my life when it comes to lubrication, more than 25 years of experience. He is one of the largest AMS oil dealers in North America as well as Canada. And if it moves and requires oil, Dan Watson can give you advice. And as we've touched on before here on the show, you can buy oil in so many different ways these days. You can go into a convenience store and buy oil. You can go to an auto parts store. You can go to a dealership, you can go to a big entity like Walmart or Target, and the thing that you get there is perhaps you're getting something at a good price, but is it the right oil? Is it the right oil for your vehicle, for your application? And the great news is that if you do business with Dan, not only will the oil arrive right on your doorstep, but also he's going to be with you. Because to get the best results, you need the best advice. And when it comes to oil, Dan is that man. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's good to be with you, Bob. And I would just add on to a little bit you said about finding the right oil. It used to be so simple. You had a if you had a car and you needed a 40-weight oil, you bought a 40-weight or a 10W-40, and it met whatever the spec was that was out there, whether it was SF or SG back in the old days, SA, SE, that type of thing. But today, boy, just what we need, we now complicate it with everything from specialized automotive oils to European oils to 0W16 Honda oil to, 20 different requirements for transmission fluids, different kinds of specialized gear lubes. So, you know, it's not that we want to be necessary as oil people, but it's sort of getting to the point that you might want to have somebody hanging around that can help you sort out all this stuff and make sure you get the right oil, because they've just complicated it more than was necessary. But that's how the world is. It just keeps getting more complicated, more paths that they go down for all this high technology.
That is so true, Dan. And Mark could give a great perspective on that, because Mark bought his first car at the age of 13 and restored it, and still owns that car today. And he also has a 1916 Chevrolet and a variety of other cars. But he has been an ASC certified mechanic for quite a few years. Mark, how many years have
yeah.
ticked away?
Well, it's going to make us look old, Bob, if I say it. But 40 years now. So we're just a couple old guys, you know, in the business. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to kind of point out too, Bob, with Dan, it's good to have you along. I think we've talked on the air before. It's really a pleasure to talk with you live. And I wanted to kind of point this out. You're, if the folks want to know, I know we're on radio, and Bob and I are really good with drawing pictures with words. But, heck, the folks could actually go to YouTube, looks like, here and see what you look like. You do a lot of seminars, I see, on YouTube.com.
Well, there are quite a number there, and one of the things that I toot my horn just a little bit about is a lot of people that see those videos, I'll get emails, because what they say is, wow, you made it simple. You talked in terms that I could understand, and that's what I try to do there, because, you know, being an ASE certified mechanic, you can get off into techno-speak to the point to where, unless it's another technician, nobody has any idea what you're talking about. It just gets so complex. And so what I've tried to do in a lot of those videos is to relate things to terminology and examples that people could relate to and understand, because really the principles of lubrication are not complicated to understand. There's a lot of analogies you can make, but anything in the engineering world is going to have its own language before long and its own speak, so to say. And for a lot of people, they lose it in the terminology in the first 30 seconds. They can't follow the discussion because of terminology. So guys like you and me that have been around the technical world for a long time, if we can do it, it's incumbent on us to bring it down to easy-to-understand principles that people can latch onto and not feel like that they're being overwhelmed by all this technology.
Oh, absolutely. In today's world, too, Dan, I believe that our listeners, my customers, my friends, they really are very, very interested in learning more and more every day. And I see real quick here, you got a video on hydrocracked versus PAO synthetic motor oil, and I see you have over 40,000 views to that video.
Yes, that's true, because that's a topic that so many people hear this thing fly by their ear, that what's a real synthetic and what's not. And so in that video, I try to explain what it means, that terminology, because almost all of the oil industry as we know it, the big guys, Shell, Chevron, Valvoline, Castrol. So I guess I'll finish that answer after the break.
Yeah, that's right. We'll run down the rest of the list with Dan Watson, our special guest co-host, Mark Evans. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World. We're coming right back, so don't go away.
Tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Driving a hot rod
in the face, that's
driving a brand new 2018 model year car. We welcome you back to another edition of Auto World. We've got Mark Evans riding shotgun in the hosting chair along with myself, and Dan Watson is with us, great supporter of the show, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, USA, and Canada, and has more than 25 years experience. Before that hard network break there, Dan, you were
kind of going through the different brands that are out there and available. It's like in the automotive world, we see brands going away, but we also from time to time see some new entities entering into the mix, and no doubt China will eventually, in addition to their ownership of Volvo, get something here for sale. But tell us a little bit more about those brands of oils that are out there in the synthetic mode.
Well, what I was leading to, Bob, was these various oil companies, almost every name you can come, they use this type of synthetic called hydrocracked synthetic. Now, that's getting in the weeds again, but it's worth a simple explanation. It is an ultra-refined, modified petroleum oil, okay? It is not the classic synthetic, that term we used for years in the chemical engineering world, which was simply two lightweight molecules synthesized into a heavyweight lubricating molecule. That was the definition for 50 years, 100 years, long time. But money talks, money speaks, and when the refiners figured out a way to ultra-refine petroleum and to turn it into really a pure base stock without any impurities, they decided that that would be good enough to be a synthetic. Now, there was a big spat over this between Mobil and Castrol in the 1995 era time. And in order for this to go ahead and take place, the American Petroleum Institute, and I would emphasize that the Petroleum Institute, not the American Synthetic Institute, they removed the chemical definition of synthetic from their handbook of definitions and replaced it that synthetic was a marketing term so that you could use the term synthetic when in fact you didn't meet the chemical definition of a synthetic as had been accepted over the years. Sound like a little bit of a underhanded attack on the consumer? Well, that's what Mobil thought. That's why they went to court heavily on that, and money speaks, and Mobil lost their case because of this change in definition, and Mobil warned at that time. They warned the guys when they had this ruling that eventually this would be the worst thing you could do to consumers, because taking away that clear-cut chemical definition of synthetic would allow the fraudulent guys to come in, make some trash and call it synthetic and dupe the public. And the public would be none the wiser because you took away what should have been their protection that you can't call this synthetic. It's sort of like, you guys will completely get this analogy, radial tires. We brought radial tires in. First one I saw was about, I don't know, 14 years old, standing in front of an auto parts store, and an MG rolled up and had Pirelli radios on it, and we all laughed and said, those tires look half flat. How are they ever going to work out? But guess what? They're still here, and they worked out real well. But it's the point. My point is, you can make the best bias ply tire you want. And I'm using this terminology, and I'm sure half of our audience doesn't even know what a bias ply tire is. It's been so long. But look for trailer tires. You can still find them. But you can do anything you want with that bias ply tire. But you can't make it a radial tire as long as we continue to agree that the definition of radial means that the construction of the tire is in a radial manner rather than in a bias manner, okay? Now, but if you came along in the tire industry and dropped the definition of radial and said it's just a marketing term, then some guys could step up and make some nice-looking bias-ply tires and print radial on the side of it, and you wouldn't have much protection because according to that change in definition, all of a sudden that no longer stands. So that's kind of what happened. Now, am I saying that the hydrocracked synthetic is not a good oil? No, it is a good oil. It's a very good oil, and it probably deserves to have a classification better than petroleum. But that other term that we said there, PAO, that's one of the true synthetic terms. And if our listeners can spread their ears, I'll tell them what it means, and then they can just forget it, because it, just remember it's PAO, because it stands for polyalpha olefin. Oh, my God, big chemistry. chemistry thing. We don't even need to go any deeper than that. But it is a man-made molecule. That's what we need to know. It doesn't happen in nature. It's made by the chemist. Therefore, it is a synthetic product, not a natural product. It's not an enhanced natural product. It's a true man-made, synthesized molecule. So that's in answering that question. I hate to get that deep into it, but it's so irritating to me over the last 20 years that that happened back at that time, because the worst thing you want to happen when you've got really, really very high quality products and you're going by these clear-cut chemical definitions is for that to get watered down. In a sense, it's devaluing your high-grade product by allowing lesser-grade products to compete with it that shouldn't be in the same classification.
And Dan,
very
was,
well said.
Yeah. What, was that about 78 years ago?
Actually, about 1995 is when the court case between Mobil and Castrol took place. Castrol was started out using PAO base stocks, and then they got onto this hydrocracked product, and they just substituted it into their oil. And Mobil said, well, you can't do that and keep calling it synthetic, because Mobil's the world's largest producer of PAOs. Now, 6 or 7 years ago was when what they call GTL, gas-to-liquid oils, started to be produced. They're quite similar to the hydrocracked version of synthetics. They're very good oils, and I hope they make lots more of them, because they're much superior to your standard conventional oil. Both this hydrocracked and GTL oils are good oils, but let's get back to the basics here. A PAO-based synthetic or an ester-based synthetic, that's your premium-level base stock. So I'm not saying you can't make a really good oil out of hydrocracked oil, but not to confuse that it'll ever be able to be the same quality base stock as a PAO. You just can't do that. It's sort of like I gave an analogy one time. I said, you can go fishing. You know, I'm here in Florida. You can go out on the Gulf side, and you can catch a hard break if you're not careful.
That's right. We'll come back on the other side, Dan. We'll finish the thoughts on
all right, Bob.
The statement that he started. And if anybody's got a question, now would be a great time. 855-604-261 Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I must admit, I have a fondness in my heart for all things Corvette. And speaking of that, 2019, well, it's going to be actually debuted at the Los Angeles International Auto Show within days. The new top-of-the-line Corvette, and due to the Hellcat engine from the Chrysler automobiles. So the new ZR1 engine is 750 horsepower, 715 pound-feet of torque with either a manual or a 10-speed automatic. So we continue to see incredible new vehicles, and a lot of that is because of technology, and we're talking about technology here, oil technology, with our lubrication specialist, Dan Watson. And we've also got Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, here on the program with us. Before that break, Dan, you were kind of using a fishing analogy a little bit to explain.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish that up, and then that'll kind of be the last of the analogies for synthetic and petroleum. If you go fishing and you're going to go off the coast of Florida here, Crystal River, and go out to catch them, large jewfish, big sea bass out there, might sometimes weigh up to 200, 300 pounds if you get down to one of those sinkholes and hook one. And here's the thing. I could get some cotton line. I could just, actually comb it to where it was perfect and dye it blue, and it would look like the prettiest line you've ever seen. Or I could have some clear piece of this thin-looking plastic stuff called monofilament line. Now, the monofilament is synthetic. The cotton is a natural fiber. I've cleaned it. I've done everything. I've dyed it. And I go out to catch this fish. That cotton line, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 pounds, it's just going to snap. That's it. That's its tensile strength. It has no more. It can't give any more. That's all that nature made it to do. That monofilament line on the side over there, same size as that cotton line, which was manufactured by synthesizing that plastic monofilament out of, believe it or not, hydrocarbons that came from oil or natural gas. That's what we made that out of. And that could have 100-pound or 200-pound tensile strength on it. So my point in that analogy is that if I take petroleum oil and I clean it up and I make it perfect, there are no impurities in it. I've made it absolutely perfect. And I even think it's cute enough to dye it blue, okay? It doesn't matter. The physical properties cannot be changed. It has an upper temperature limit about half of the true synthetic. It has a lower pour point that's 50 degrees higher on the thermometer than its equivalent synthetic. So you just can't change what nature has produced. Now, you can make something synthetic, which is engineered by the chemist for a final application, and that's what synthetic is. So it's no trick to it. It's no smoke and mirrors. It's just simply you can only push a natural product so far. It only has characteristics that it can go so far. So here's why that's important. There's no doubt about it, and I know that this could be confirmed by you guys. 50 years ago, we had cars running around at 165-degree thermostats in them, and everything was fine. Okay, we gradually keep increasing it to where now I'd say the average 205. 205 degrees versus 165. You say, well, that's only 40 degrees. But that's the 40 degrees that begins to put the petroleum out of its physical range. Because as I've said before and I've written about before, the oil temperature runs anywhere from 30 to 70 degrees hotter than the water temperature. Oil actually cools a significant portion of the engine, and it has to transfer its heat to the water jacket to transfer it away. It can't. There's not enough air contact for it to dissipate the heat through the air, so it has to transfer it to the water. Simple old heat transfer class I had in Naval Nuclear Power School convinces me that heat will only transfer from a higher temperature to a lower temperature. That's the driving force. So the oil has to get much hotter than that 205-degree thermostat temperature in order to have adequate heat transfer to get rid of the heat from the oil to the water. It's that simple. And so my oil's going to run then, if it's a 205 thermostat, my oil's going to run from 230, let's say, to 270 degrees, depending upon the load on the engine. Petroleum oils don't do very well above 240, 250 degrees, depending upon the viscosity of the oil. So I've just driven this oil out of its natural range. It's like that big sea bass laying down there. Pretty soon that cotton line just says, can't bring in, boy, you're too big. Well, that temperature's like that bass. It just keeps getting higher and higher. So why do we drive these temperatures higher? Because they keep requiring more and more horsepower out of smaller and smaller engines and cleaner exhaust to get a more efficient burn in that engine. And so higher thermostat temperatures, they relate to the things that are driven by the EPA and by the manufacturers trying to pump more horsepower out of smaller cars, smaller engines, I should say. Now we're going to turbochargers and blowers and everything else, trying to push that efficiency up, direct injected engines. It's a tough world on lubricating oil. That's what I can tell the listeners. And it gets harder and harder, and they keep, these manufacturers, they're the ones that keep coming out with greater determining test, higher performance test for that oil to meet. And that's why you see Toyota and tire, everything for the last, I guess, 8 years now, everything synthetic bumper to bumper in all their vehicles. Honda's coming out with a zero W16. My God, that's sewing machine oil. And you won't be able to make that without using the PAO or ester-based synthetics. You can't make it even with the hydrocrack synthetic. It'll just blow away under normal temperatures. So it's a tough, tough environment for the lubricants to survive. And what the listeners, our guys, gals out there listening need to understand is the only thing you can do is make sure you put the best lubricating products in your car you can. You just can no longer say, well, I'll just leave that up to whatever Smokey wants to put in at the quick lube, because maybe Smokey's got a good deal on some oil, going to make a good profit on it, but maybe it's not the premium oil you should put in one of these new cars requiring 0W20 or 5W20 engine oil.
It's so true, Mark. I'm sure you deal with questions about oil with your customers on a weekly basis.
Oh, all the time. In fact, here's one, Dan, that, of course, I get asked all the time. You probably get the same question. Well, Mark, should I really step up to the plate and pay extra money for that synthetic oil, or why don't I just regular put the conventional oil in it? Or, Mark, gee whiz, I see this word blend, the synthetic blend, Mark. Why don't I? That's cheaper than the word synthetic, so... Mark, I said, well, yeah, you just go ahead. Go get some water and put some brown food coloring in it, and there's your oil.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that.
No.
Like you said, Dan, you've got to have. Now, what's the easiest and best way for each and every one of us to know what we need weight-wise for our cars? I always say, you know, we need to go to the owner's manual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, people ask me that same question. Well, this is a synthetic. Should I use some different viscosity? I go, let me explain something to you. You got an owner's manual there, and a lot of people don't pay enough attention to that, but the oil spec that's in your owner's manual, that company paid some rather high-dollar oil chemical engineers to make sure that that's meeting what all the mechanical engineers did when they got the clearances in and the speed of the oil and the oil galleries and, you know, the whole nine yards. And I think they paid enough money that they probably got a good recommendation. So I'm not in the business of overriding the manufacturer's recommendation for the weight of oil in your car. Now, there are special cases, and you know these, Mark. We'll talk about the special cases, I guess, in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, on the other side, a perfect segue. We'll take a pit stop again. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, 855-660-4261. There's something on your mind you'd like to ask Dan Watson. He would love to help you out. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Sometimes when goes through with mechanical issues on the show, Dan Watson, one of our regular contributors, our expert when it comes to lubrication, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America and Canada with more than 25 years of experience. Before that hard network break, you were starting to run down a list. So, Dan, why don't we have you
Yes, Rob, I wanted to say that we, you know, Mark mentioned and we said that the owner's manual is a wealth of information, and if you listen to what they say in there, they paid good money to have high-quality engineers, lubrication engineers, and people come up with the right oil for those applications. The one thing I wanted to mention, though, is there are special cases where you would move away from the manufacturer's recommendation. For example, if you have a vehicle that has begin to show signs of high oil consumption, you have to start looking towards what may be the root cause for that. But in the main, most of the time, you will have some success with going up a grade in the weight of the oil. So if you were running a 5W20 and you started to consume a couple quarts every 3,000, 4,000 miles, then going to a 5W30 could slow that down, okay? The drawback is when you use a little bit thicker oil, you could lose some fuel economy. But on the other hand, if you're burning that much oil, it's a problem, and you need to find the source of it. But in the meantime, you can try to use a thicker-grade oil to try to deal with that. One of the things in oil consumption, real quick, and I'm sure Mark's been down this track before, but we find that in vehicles with high mileage, 150,000 miles or so, a lot of times somewhere in there, if it's one of the pistons has some stuck rings on it due to the oil finally just getting coked, if you will, in that ring, and that ring's no longer free-floating, and it lets too much blow-by come past the piston, and it pressurizes the crankcase. And when it does that, naturally it opens the PCV, which the positive crankcase ventilation, that makes sense. It opens it up, and then it begins to suck oil vapor out of the crankcase, and it goes down the throttle body or whatever type of system it's using to put fuel in the vehicle through the air intake. So you just start consuming oil, and you don't know why, and you start looking for it. There's no leaks on the ground. You can't figure out what's going on. And you'll end up a lot of times having a stuck ring. Well, one of the things, if you go to this AMSOIL Signature Series oil that we have, which has a component of ester in it and PAO combination for the base stock, that ester is just, it's almost like a solvent cleaner. You run it, it'll clean the rings out. I mean, they will get cleaned out. And I'm telling you, it if that's the problem, you can clean it out. But we see that a lot. I don't know what you've seen in oil consumption situations, Mark, but that's one of the things I've seen.
Oh, we do, Dan. We see a lot of that and a lot of the well, first I want to say, too, the contaminants, the explosion in the combustion chamber on top of that piston that you're talking about, even with the stuck ring, you'll get, you know, that explosion, that flame, that fuel that's in there going right down into where? As I call it, the trash can called the oil pan.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and that's the thing, too, that even with Warren, high mileage engines out there, high miles means, you know, 90,000 and above, and we see worn out rings, and so that explosion again gets past the rings and the fuel, and you'll see, I've had a lot of oil tests done, Dan, and, you know, it's amazing how much carbon and ash is in people's oil, and they don't know it. And so,
no,
that,
true.
You know. That's another reason why we have to change oil. You know, empty the trash, right?
Right.
You know,
well, one thing, so, too, in that aspect is that a lot of times in these, I hate to say it, but we've had some people out there selling some inferior oil, and it's all over the place. I've had a talk on this show before about in a couple of states where they were literally run out of the state and by the Consumer Protection Agency, but folks, you have to be careful. I'm not saying if you buy somebody's name brand oil like that, Valvoline, Castrol, Shell, Amsoil, Mobil, Havoline, okay, those guys are not going to throw their reputation away by making some inferior junk oil. But when you find Smitty's Elixir or, you know, Lightning, you know, Bolt oil or whatever it is, you need to have your antenna go up and say, what is this stuff and can I trust it? Because you get a couple bad loads of oil, and those rings really will get worn, because we've seen oil taken off the shelf, Mark, that didn't even have any anti-wear additive in it at all, and they were selling it on the shelf as a marked automotive engine oil.
Wow.
So, you know, we don't have agencies that test these oils before they go out into the marketplace. That is not done. They're relying upon the company making the oil and labeling it and being able to back up by testing that they actually produced that quality of oil. Now, a lot of states are pretty good at sending out their agency and buying oil off the shelf, taking it back and testing it. But that oil could be out there 6 months, a year, 18 months before they ever get to that particular oil to pull it off the shelf and test it. So I recommend to most people is that you go on the internet and do your due diligence and see if you can find out anything about some oil that you've never heard of or never seen or that hasn't been around but a year or two, because those guys can make a lot of money in a short period of time by underselling everybody, by making a really junk oil, coming around to all the places and saying, hey, I can sell you this. I can sell you this full synthetic engine oil for half the price you pay for your premium petroleum. It's like, oh, really? When did somebody just change all the physics and chemistry in the world?
Yeah.
How could you produce that? It's impossible, you know?
Yeah, they'll throw in a free oil filter to boot.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things, too, is that I always make this recommendation, and I get sometimes beat up by the guys, but I always say you're better off having your oil changed. Pay the extra money. Have your car serviced by an ASE certified mechanic. Then if, while they're doing that oil change, really legitimately, not the crooked stuff, but they're the kind of guys that can look and find things on your car that you need to be aware of, you know, and you take it to where they've got a good kid that's 18 years old changing your oil. He knows how to do that, but he gives you no better eyes looking at the things on your engine. And I like to say that my oil is changed by an ASE certified mechanic, and I ask him purposely when I do it at my regular place, one of my accounts, full service garage, I say, I want you to look at this stuff. Take a look at the things for me. I keep cars a long time. My Suburban's a 2003, okay, and I'll probably have it another 5 years. So I run these things out. I think the only way to beat the car game is to keep on around for 20 years, and then you've definitely, the the advantages to you when you can go that long. And you can keep care of these cars and take care of them. They're beautifully built machines. They usually get messed up because of abuse of lack of routine maintenance.
Yep, absolutely, Dan. That's the thing. And the quick lubes also, how they make it, of course, is quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Many cars through the door as fast as we can because we got to hit 25 of them a day, you know.
Oh, yeah, or so, you won't stay in business.
Right. Where us ASC mechanics, our shops, we're not on that theory of that car stops in that stall period, and it sits there until we're done. You know, so, and then with that point said, too, I noticed that a lot of our customers on the ASC side, mechanic-wise or technician side, they don't go to the quote/quick lube. They actually do want to sit with us and talk to us and ask us questions. And so we consult. We're consultants. So, you know, that's one thing. I wanted to highlight real quick, too, before we run out of time, that Dan, Bob probably forgot he's got something free to give out on his website. Dan, you know that item you're going to give out?
I'm not sure.
that free catalog I see on your website. We can get a free catalog from you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you go to thelubepage.com, get a free catalog. You can get your questions answered. If you want to know what oil your car should use, you're not sure, there's a place there for you to list the model, year, and make of your car, the engine size, and we'll send back to you exactly what all your specifications are and correct applications. A lot of good information, and we'll be cranking up another section there before long, which is going to be frequently asked questions and sort of a blog section where I can, you know, just list some interesting things for the folks to look at when they come through. Try to make it a place where you can go and get some real information. I've got some magazine articles that I've written there, which are detailed, and they get a lot of looks. I mean, that's one thing that I do see constantly going to that website is people going and reading those magazine articles. So I wrote them for a purpose. I want people to read them.
Very good. Dan, the hour just flew, but always a pleasure having you here on board. Dan Watson, thelubepage.com. Thank you very much.
All right. Great to talk with you, Mark. See you next time.
Nice to be with
Mark Evans. Thank you so much for your time, and look forward to getting you back on air with us real soon.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.